It's time for A Moment in Wine, underwritten by New England Wine Cellars, providing design and expert installation of residential and commercial wine cellars and display systems. 860-824-2400, on the web, newcellars.com.
Hi, welcome to A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Tregaskis, where we're tasting wines from around the world. And today, we're tasting Pinot Noir, by far my favorite grape, without hesitation. When people ask me what my favorite wine is, I say Pinot Noir. And, of course, it comes from Burgundy, and, you know, the primary red grape that's grown there. And it has found home all over the world. And I don't think there's another grape that expresses the local terroir, the local dirt and earth and climate, as much as Pinot Noir. It's a very sensitive grape, tough to grow. A lot of people try it. I think few do it successfully. And interestingly enough, in my opinion, the best Pinot Noirs in America are grown not in California, but in Oregon. The Willamette Valley has just exploded with success in this grape. And I think a lot of it's due to, well, of course, the climate, the natural, the soils and stuff, and a slightly cooler temperature than California, where the Pinot Noir wines tend to be a little fat, a little ripe, a little high in alcohol, which is all well and good. But for the elegance and finesse that Pinot Noir is able to present, I think Oregon is definitely the place to go. I think the history of Pinot Noir in Oregon owes a lot to the Drouin family from Burgundy, the famous Maison Drouin. Producers there who came to Oregon in the 80s. Veronica Joanne, Robert's daughter, came here and found the climate exceptional for Pinot Noir. And so they set down some roots here, and a lot of other people have followed. You know, there's some great names for Pinot Noir in Oregon. We're going to be tasting the Mackenzie River 2015. And let's get down to today's thing. First, it's in the glass. Beautiful translucent garnet color. But the thing that, as I put it to my nose, it's so easy to identify this as a Pinot Noir. And it has the great kind of faded rose smell, but then it goes right to that wonderful, you know, horse stable, leather, kind of barnyardy smell. That's the, I think, the benchmark of Pinot Noir. And just quintessential. Lovely ripe fruit and kind of barn horse stable smells, which I like so much. Let's sip some here. Oh, very ripe fruit up front, but not in your face. It's a little bit of raspberry, and it's going to a nice minerality mid palate, filling the whole mouth. Lovely balance. The going to just a lightly acidic finish that balances that fruit up front. Overall, I think just a really nice expression of Pinot Noir. This is the Mackenzie River 2015 again. Really enjoying this. I'll have another sip. This finish goes on forever, too. It's just lightly fruity, and then the acids in the wine pick up to give it overall just a nice balance, clean, fresh. And very satisfying wine. This is the sort of wine that I could almost drink by itself, but it would also be perfect, I think. This is one of those red wines that would be perfect with fish. So I think a grilled salmon would be an excellent compliment. Enjoying the Mackenzie River 2015 Willamette Valley, Oregon Pinot Noir.